Hopefully for the people who stayed for the fourth day, you would have really enjoyed today. And it reminded me a lot of the old days when games were set up and people criticised, you know, a bit of joke bowling, things like that. There wasn't much of that, but there was a little bit. And but what it does and you know, unfold is a great game of cricket, because 400 off 80 is a tough ask. And thankfully for us, the wicket hadn't deteriorated, which is what we expected it not to deteriorate. And thankfully for us, we came on the right side. But a big thank you also to Northants for playing in the right way. And they nearly got their win as well. So it was very exciting stuff. And we were pleased because when we won the toss and bowled, everybody thought, what a silly decision. And it looked at 550. Maybe if we'd have taken our chances, they'd have got a lot less than that. But we always felt that maybe to have a second bite of the cherry, and doing that was the possibility of trying to get a chase. So you can bowl them out. We'd failed to do that, but we wanted to try and stay in the game and get a chase. And thankfully for us, we managed to get on the right side. A couple of really good hundreds and then some really good contributions down the order.
Yeah, again, it showed the depth of your batting, didn't it? Bat all the way down.
Yeah, I mean Joe and Barney down the order there at what, 8 and 9, they're good quality, and Shantz, as you know, has got a couple of centuries. So, you know, it's if you know, you need to do that though. It's gone are the days when numbers 8, 9, 10, and 11 are your tail, and so we need to shorten that tail, and we've managed to do that.
You'd have a bit of sympathy probably for Northants. Set up the game, got 550 in the first innings.
Yeah, look, they totally bossed the game in those early day, you know, the first day and the second day. The third day was really difficult batting, and I think it was important that we stayed in the game then. The wicket in the cloud that we were playing, and it seemed around a bit, and it carried and zipped on. So it was not easy batting at all. So we managed to stay in the game, and Mitch to get a couple of hundreds was really important for us. But no, I mean, in the old three-day games, that sort of thing had happened a lot. You'd outplay somebody in 2 days and they'd pick up on the last day and pip you. Similarly, you'd get outplayed for 2 days and then the last day you'd come home. So, no, it was great that they wanted to play a game, and 400 off 80 is a tough chase. So things were in their favour with the negotiations, simply because they deserved to be in that position so they could negotiate well and get quite a tough chase. But thankfully for us, we just managed to scrape on.
What a remarkable way to finish the game as well. Jack Chantry smashing it down the ground, Joe Leach smashing a six.
Yeah, I think Jack's follow through when he hit that one was brilliant. But then the six to win it, the ball ended up over the stand and ended up in New Road. So it was a hell of a hit from Leachy. And as you saw there with the runs he got, he hit the ball very, very clean towards the end, as did Ross and as did Coxie. So really good performance from the lads down the order, but totally set up by Mitch and Joe Clark and their wonderful partnership. Without that setting up, we would have got nowhere near. And good team performance on the last day.
Of course, you're still on the tails of Essex. You're not out of it, but you would have been probably if you hadn't won today.
Yeah, how many times do I say, Dave, I never look at the table. All we can do is keep winning. And we've always known to go down to Chelmsford is a massive game, and it looked like being that way halfway through the season. So, you know, we'll just do our best down there. It'll be a nice tonic to welcome, you know, Miguel Cummings and see how he goes. But they're a good side, and they deserve to be at the top, because they've played some excellent cricket this year. They're a tough side to beat. We'll give it a really good shot. And, you know, the likes of Alistair Cook opening the batting and Brown, of, you know, Wesley, they've scored absolutely loads of runs this year. And it won't be easy, but we'll give it a really good shot, because this is going to be our biggest game of the season, potentially in Championship cricket, starting next week.